Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, talking with Ryan Campbell, who is the supervisor for District 2 in Tuolumne County, also serving as the board chair this year. Again, we're kicking off a five-part series this weekend, talking with the individual Tuolumne County supervisors. Supervisor Campbell, next thing I want to ask you about is just housing in the county. Housing prices are going up. It's hard to find places in the county. What are your thoughts on that, and is there anything that can be done at the county level?
Yeah, I mean, our county, just like everywhere else, we're riding this wave of insane property prices increasing. You know, I've heard from various people within the real estate market that things are kind of slowing down a little bit, but, you know, it really remains to be seen what's going to happen. And these things, they do happen periodically, but it seems like this one's pretty sustained. And so it is a huge concern. I think in general, wages are increasing locally, but they definitely are not increasing at the rate that they would need to for people to be able to afford homes. And we want, you know, teachers and librarians and sheriff's deputies and firefighters. We want those kind of people to be able to afford housing in our community. And they're just being priced out by, you know, people from either the Bay Area or the Valley that are moving up here and have a high amount of capital to be able to purchase those homes. So it's definitely a struggle. But I think we're making a bit of headway. For example, there's a multi-unit housing development that's going on Greenlee Road that's being built by a group called Visionary Home Builders. A portion of those homes are going to be able to be affordable for lower-income families. And the county's been really supportive of that and working very closely with Visionary Home Builders to make that happen. So there is some improvement, but it's certainly not enough. We need far more housing for every sector of the population, essentially, than we have available right now. One issue that we've been advocating for, in fact, I just got back from our meeting of the California Association of Counties. It's CSAC. And one of the issues that came up was Project Home Key. These are funds that were made available to counties to be able to develop low-income housing for people that are at risk of homelessness or that are currently homeless and need a place to live. But the problem is the way a lot of that funding was structured, we were not able to use it. It required us to have certain buildings that were already existing and we didn't have them. It required us to spend it in a very short time frame and we weren't able to do that. And so we're trying to get together with other rural communities like us to advocate really hard to open up Project Home Key and make those funds more available to rural communities.
You know, on one hand, you have home prices going up, and at the same time, you have the homelessness issue as well in the county. You know, how do you kind of look at those two issues together, and do you have any strong opinions about what should be done to tackle homelessness?
Well, they're absolutely combined. You know, I have seen... We've always had homelessness in Tuolumne County, but the nature of the problem and the types of people that are being affected by homelessness has only increased over the past 5 or 10 years. And we're seeing, you know, for every person that you see walking on the street that you might think is homeless, there are probably 10 people that you don't see that don't want you to know that they're homeless, and they're either couch surfing or they're living in their cars. And it is our responsibility as a civilized society and as a community to make sure that people have homes. And so I think that we are making headway in our county to improve the homelessness situation. I think Camp Hope is for the most part, there are far fewer people living there now than did just 6 months ago. And so we've made improvements, but it's definitely a struggle, and it's going to take many years to have the kind of housing that I think we all want to see in Tuolumne County.
You know, looking ahead to 2022, what do you see as kind of the biggest issues on the county's plate? Are you optimistic?
Yeah, I'm more optimistic about the future of our county than I have ever been. In many ways, our county never recovered from the crash of 2008. We had poor job prospects, few industries. We had relatively high unemployment. And in general, we were very vulnerable to any kind of changes in the housing market or in the overall economy that occurred over the past 15 years. we're finally at a point where we're getting stronger. We are making investments in our roads and infrastructure. We have these projects coming online, some small, some larger housing projects. We have new industries coming online. We have a new pellet producing company that's coming into Tuolumne County. We have several new businesses that have opened. We have the new Law and Justice Center that's now open and running. You know, our community has improved so much in just a very short span of time, and I'm really excited about the future.
So you've been on the board for 3 years now. 2022 will be an election year for your seat. Have you decided? Are you going to run for re-election?
That's right. It will be an election year. And yes, I have decided. I've been so privileged to serve these past 3 years, and I have a lot more that I would like to do to improve our community, and I'm planning to run again in 2022. And we're going to have a Zoom launch party on Wednesday, December 8th at 5:30 p.m. And I just hope people can go on to voteryancampbell.com if they want to learn more about that, or they can visit my Facebook page and get all their information there. But it's just been an honor and a privilege to be in this position, and I'm really optimistic about what we can do over the next 4 years.
So this past year as board chair, that was a positive experience for you?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, my gosh. I've learned more in such a short period of time than I have ever in my entire life. Not since I was probably, 2 years old have I learned this much in such a short period of time. And so as long as I'm learning and growing and able to see that the actions that we're taking on the Board of Supervisors improves the lives of our citizens, then I'm happy. You know, I literally wake up every morning looking forward to what I'm going to be able to do in that day to make things just a little bit better. And I think that's a rare privilege to have. And I hope I can continue to do that into the future.
I ask you too, as board chair, what is kind of the current status of meetings that people want to attend? I know there's different options, in person, Zoom. What is kind of the ways that people can voice comments to the boards during that time?
Yeah, it's something that we've talked about a lot on the board is transparency. How are people going to interact with the Board of Supervisors, whether it's by Zoom or whether it's in person? It's changing. You know, new technology is forcing us to change and adapt to what suits the community. And I think the community have been pretty clear that they want to have more options. And so what we have done is people are able to comment via Zoom. If they don't want to attend the meeting in person, they are able to come in person. We do ask that people wear a mask, and if they're going to come into the boardroom and speak, but they can still come up to the podium and make their voices heard and participate. The board meets on the first, second, and third Tuesday of every month. We start our meetings at 9 a.m., and they go until they're done.
Also want to ask you, you mentioned earlier you were at the CSAC conference earlier this week, and I understand the other four board members also took part in that event. Were there any interesting conversations?
There was a lot of talk about redistricting, to be honest with you. I think that there's a lot of concern about how some of the state assembly seats and Congress are going to be put in place. I think there's a lot of confusion there. So there was a lot of talk about redistricting. I think, obviously, fire, every CSAC meeting I've been to, that issue has come up. And I'm very proud that Tuolumne County, with a number of our other rural counties, are kind of at the forefront of that discussion. And so it's good to be able to take a lead and to have these other larger counties with much larger budgets and much larger population stand up and actually listen to what is happening in rural California. We need help. We need support. We need money to be able to protect our citizens from these fires that are ravaging our state every year during the summertime. And I think that's finally being heard. More money is being made available, but we have to stay on it and be that strong voice and really pound the table.
Was there much discussion at all about fire insurance and those issues?
Well, we've had a few significant developments, I think, locally related to fire insurance. The first one that I'd mention is that because we had the Washington fire on August 26th, the insurance commissioner actually exempted Tuolumne County from insurance companies being able to cancel insurance for property owners for the next year. Now, obviously, that's not a permanent fix, but it gives homeowners a little bit of relief so that if you receive a notice of cancellation of insurance after October 22nd, that's not valid. So you will be able to keep your insurance at least until October of next year. But, you know, like I said, that's not a permanent fix. And so we're definitely advocating hard through not only CSAC, but RCRC, which is a rural county representative group, and then also at the national level, to be able to pressure these leaders to do the right thing. Include rural communities like Tuolumne County, small populations that are at high risk of fire. They need to be included in a larger risk pool with some of these other communities in the valley that, frankly, we're their backyard. You know, they come up here, they recreate, they enjoy these areas, and so the risk of providing fire safety to our community needs to be shared across all of these other areas in the state.
Supervisor Campbell, unfortunately, I'm going to have to cut you off there. The show has run out of time, but we appreciate you coming in. Get us up to speed on everything District 2 and the county as a whole.
Always great to talk to you.
Again, we thank Ryan Campbell for kicking off our series this weekend, talking with the individual Tuolumne County supervisors. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We'll see you back next week on Mother Load Views. We'll be joined in the studio by the District 3 supervisor, Anaya Kirk.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.